Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. This week's episode is my brother and I catching up in my dad's basement while Hunter is home for college break. It's pretty much us just talking about what college is like now for him in Madison, but also just kind of reminiscing on some of our favorite family vacations with our parents. So enjoy. Hello, and welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're back and I'm here with my brother tonight. Got a special guest. We're here in my parents' basement at my dad's house, but don't worry, folks. I've since moved out, so I'm not that stereotype. You graduated college, and then you're going to live in your parents' basement. Moved out, so it's all good. Hunter's still here, though. He's still in college. It's okay. He's got a little bit of a grace period still. So, Hunter, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so how is... Big fan. Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. that'd be really bad if we were rivals. So how is college break, Brent. Yeah. How's college break been for you? See if I can form words.
It's been good. It was a nice little, I had finals there, so it was really stressful, but it's good to be back and take a break. I mean, this summer I'm working a lot more, so it was nice to, I can't really mow lawns right now.
I mean, you could, but.
Yeah. Yeah, tried. It was awful experience, but.
Lady got mad.
No, but it's been good. It's been relaxing. But, it was good to see some people while I was back. I didn't get to see everybody I wanted to, but I think I'm ready to head back to school now.
Yeah. I think one of the things that I found when I was going to school is like that month off is really nice, but you get bored sometimes after that second week where a lot of your friends, like whether you're busy working yourself or your friends are working, like the schedules never really seem to work out as well as you envision them in your head. Like,
right.
So, I totally see where you're coming from, ready to go back. Have you been spending a lot of time, taking time to catch up on shows that you missed during the school year? Cause I know you're taking a lot of classes and a lot of tough classes and things like that. Have you had a chance to catch up on any show that you wanted to?
I just got into, I like the show White Collar. I was watching that a little bit and I started watching the show Suits. That was interesting. But, I haven't been watching too much stuff. I like, while I was back that I didn't get to do it so much at school was, go ice fishing. That's nice.
Yeah. That's good to get outdoors and experience that, especially, within the, where we live too. So.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my ice fishing gear down to Madison and fish on Mendota. That would be interesting. I didn't get a chance to last year, but I'm looking forward to that.
Is there a lot of people that ice fish down there?
No, a lot of them actually, especially the ones from like the West Coast, they wouldn't even dream of going out on the ice. No way. Especially when I tell them that we drive trucks out there or have cookouts and should see how wide their eyes get.
Yeah, I could imagine that'd be pretty foreign to them. But that's good. You're bringing the culture to the people.
Right.
They say that Madison's like the most like culturally relevant city. There's a lot of stuff going on there and things like that. But it's good that you're bringing the Northwoods culture to there. So we appreciate you for spreading this, the love of ice fishing.
It's my duty.
Yeah. It ain't much, but it's honest work, you know?
Yeah.
So as you look ahead to your new semester coming up, what's a class that you're really excited about taking?
I'm really looking forward to, I have a digital marketing class and I think that'll be pretty interesting. I had a intro to marketing last semester and I really liked that. My professor was really good in that, but it was just interesting to see how the consumer thinks and how to I don't want to say take advantage of that because it sounds bad, but it's interesting to get inside people's minds and think about that a little bit because a lot of your daily life, you're not thinking of why people form these ads the way they do and what strings they're pulling on.
Well, they just listen to you while you're at home.
Yeah.
It's Facebook, man. They just send you everything.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've scrolled through Facebook and seen, I was just talking about that.
Yeah. And people go missing. All right, that was dark. Oh, yeah.
This is like a George Orwell novel.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's the class that you're least looking forward to or dreading the most that's on your schedule?
I have a class that's a lot of accounting stuff, and it's not tough, but it's just busy work, and it's a pain to go through and balance books and everything.
Yeah. Are you finding that helps you though? Have you taken previous accounting classes before this?
Yeah, this past semester I did.
Okay. Are you finding that's helping you with your lawn care business quite a bit though?
Yeah, it's definitely getting me to take on a little more responsibility of being more organized. I think that's a huge thing when it comes to that, is that when I first started out, I wasn't as organized as I would have liked to have been, but I'm figuring it out now and keeping better books.
Yeah, I think that's, well, not only something as like a new small business owner, but also transitioning into college from when you're in high school and starting out as a freshman. Like, what was something that you found yourself having to learn how to do differently when you went from high school, a high school senior to college freshman?
It's just that accountability. That's a big thing. You just got to step up to the plate and get it done yourself. You're not going to have teachers there or your parents there telling you you need to get on this. You're going to have Netflix there saying, come watch another episode.
Oh, you still watching me? Just yeah. Like,
you know. But no, yeah, a lot of it's just needing to buckle down and figuring out what you got to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, time management is huge when you're at college. A lot of the times where you feel pulled in all these different directions, like you want to be, I guess, for me at least, you have these like goals that you want to set for yourself. You're like, when you come in, I want to be social. I want to hit the books hard. I want to do all these extra different things. And there's just not enough time in the day. And I think that, that time management is huge, and just holding yourself accountable. Like, no, I can't go get frozen yogurt, or I can't go get pizza. I don't know what you're doing, Madison.
But. No, that's pretty much pizza, frozen yogurt. No,
I mean, like, yeah, all college experiences are the same. No, but you get what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I get you got to prioritize that. And I think it's a time where you really get to learn who you are as a person. Because I don't know about you, but like coming from a small town, it's like you grow up and people know you by who your parents are. And then you kind of form that identity from that. But once you get into college, you have this new opportunity to form your own identity, whether you want to stick to that same person that you were back in your hometown, or whether it's okay if you want to go ahead and cough. It's all right. Okay. Hunter's a little bit sick. Or if you want to like just start something different. So I found college to be very freeing for me for that, just to pursue different things. And talking to a couple of people, I was like, it's really allowed me to maybe come out of my shell a little bit more and just be a little more personable and talking to people and doing stuff like this. What is it? What have you found the differences to be in you?
Yeah. I think, going into it, I went to the org fair and I was in a ton of clubs in high school and everything. And I thought, I'll have a ton of time now. I'm not in sports or anything. I know they didn't let me on the football team. I tried out.
Those bastards. Yeah,
I know. It's like, I can compete now. But
I can hang with Jonathan Taylor. What does he have that I don't?
Yeah, exactly. Just a few more rushing yards.
Right.
But no, I thought I was going to be able to handle a little bit more. But then you see that the things you are doing, it's that you're at a higher level now. So when I was involved, I'm only in two clubs now. And I was just able to dive into those more and get more involved in those.
Yeah. Did you find through that you were able to make a lot of friendships, or how did you, I guess, meet your friend circle at Madison? Because that's always something it was interesting to balance. Like when I was a freshman, I had a random roommate. Well, we kind of met like through the Facebook page, but he was already on the football team, so he already had his guys that he was hanging out with. And I kind of had to like find my own social connections through just doing different things, like whether it was the campus TV station or just hanging out at different places. But I guess, how did you meet your friend group is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty close to my roommates. We all lived on the, in the same dorms last year. So now we've got a house that we rent. And, but yeah, some of my classes, you see some of the, I mean, there's a lot of people in the classes down right. there, but, some of them you see reoccurring faces and you're like, hey, how about we, study for this, grab a bite to eat or something like that. And, yeah, I've got a couple of friends from classes, but, mainly my closest friends are probably from the clubs that I'm in, I'd say.
Yeah, that's good. What's one of your favorite things, to do in Madison? Say you have some free time or favorite place to eat.
Ooh, favorite place to eat. Dottie's Dumpling Dowry. And it doesn't have dumplings, but it has
wow.
the best burgers in the town.
And just for fans of alliteration, they'll just stop there.
Yeah. No, it's a really good place. I like that, but it's usually pretty busy. But I mean, it's nice having State Street right there. You got a ton of places to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just from when I visited you, it was nice to just be able to experience a bunch of different things, wherever you were feeling, you're able to, whether you wanted to get like, is it insomnia cookies?
Yeah. Yep.
Whether you want to get something sweet or whether you wanted to go to Ian's Pizza like we did. And man, that mac and cheese pizza,
ooh, yeah.
that was getting a slice of that. I was all about that.
Yeah.
yeah. Also, what about, okay, let's say you're not getting something to eat. What place are you going to do something socially? I know a big thing right now is a lot of like those like Top Golf things, but obviously you don't have that right on State Street. Or also, like here in Hayward, common social thing to do is to go bowling or go to the movies. What's your favorite thing to do outside of that?
I have to say, well, Thursday nights, they have late night skates at the Shell, which I enjoy going to. It's pretty fun. It's pretty late though. It doesn't start till 11.
I'd already be in bed.
Yeah. But luckily my Friday classes is until like 8:50, so I get a little time to sleep in. But yeah, it's late night skates, pretty fun. We've got actually a park right next to our house, so that's been fun this year. Me and some people go down there and shoot the mitt. That's been nice. Otherwise, I mean, there's always some sporting event that's going on, and that's so much fun. I mean, especially game days for football. You came down for a game, and that was a blast. You still got to come down for a basketball game.
I do.
I mean, when they're doing good.
Yeah, I guess especially going with like a Division I school, I think it was a little bit different with me going to Eau Claire, Division III sports. I mean, you still have these student athletes that are still performing at a high level, like not even a level that most people can play at. So they're still playing at a college level. So you got to respect that. But I think like at D1, there is just like this, you see them on television. They have so much more exposure and there's so much more of a higher standard, I guess, to where you're just seeing these world-class athletes perform, and to be experienced or be around that is something that's pretty cool. So,
yeah.
And we got a picture with Josh Gosser. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Hunter had the courage to actually ask him for it. I was like, oh, there's Josh Gosser. And Hunter's like, you want me to ask him, don't you?
I said, don't worry. Josh and I are tight. We're pretty close.
All Hunter had to do was the sign language. So. But okay. Yeah, I like it. I'm glad college is going well for you. And it's been neat to see your growth throughout that. So
thank you.
I'm not just saying that because we're being recorded, but I would tell you that either way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I did not brief Hunter at all on this episode at all. We're just kind of winging it, but I knew that I wanted to talk to him about college, but I also want to talk to him about some of our childhood memories. So if you had to pick one of our favorite family road trips, what would you say was your favorite road trip?
Ooh.
Regardless if mom and dad are listening to this, which they probably won't be. So let's go.
Gotta love the support.
yeah, real, real big fans of the podcast. Okay.
No, I don't know a lot of them. I mean, we didn't We didn't do a whole lot as we got older. So a lot of them you and Allie remember, but I was still in diapers.
Hunter's just trashed.
Yeah, that was it.
That's why he doesn't remember.
It's all just one big blur.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. That's tough. I do remember that road trip that we went to like Niagara Falls.
Okay. Yeah.
And everything there. That was a good time. I just being a kid, I mean, that seemed like you were in the car for so much longer than you actually were.
Right.
Like, when is this going to end? But no, I think I had my Game Boy there. That thing. Put some.
You went hard on Pokemon, man.
Oh, yeah. Red or Ruby. That's what it was.
Yeah. That was your best memory from the trip, was playing Pokemon the whole time? No. Finally, time to myself. Damn.
No. Yeah, going on the Maid of the Mist. That was a blast. And
yeah, we didn't reenact the scene from Bruce Almighty, although I wish we did. The eroding.
No, we did more of a Titanic where he held me behind. I had my arms.
Yeah, like, the king of the world. Yeah, that was magical. I'm really upset nobody got a picture of that.
I know, but we know.
Yeah, in our heart of hearts, we know. yeah, I'd have to say that's one of my favorite memories, too. It was just kind of cool to experience a bunch of different things and see a lot of places that I mean, we went through Canada, got to experience Canadian culture rather than just like our boundary water stuff, but also just going through Canada and going through and seeing. We stopped in Canton. We saw the stop by the Football Hall of Fame. That was pretty neat. And we got to go to Cedar Point. It was Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. And my favorite part of that was dad. He did under pressure, was playing through like the PA system there at the park. And all of a sudden dad just starts like swinging around these posts and singing in a high voice. He's like, and just going ham at this park. And I was at that point where I was like, dad, you're embarrassing us. So I was like that teenager phase. I think I was like 12 or 13 when we went on this trip. And he's like, I don't care. I'm never going to see these people again.
Yeah.
And like, since that day, I've kind of like taken that to heart, like, you know, who cares? Just do your thing. So,
yeah,
I'd say that was probably my favorite trip we went on, or favorite moment of the trip, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the favorite trips that me and you have just been on has been our trip to Lambeau Field when we went to that Packer game.
Yeah. Yep. That was nice. That was big. And Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Christmas Eve, our first time going to Lambeau. And we were able to get autographs from Devontae Adams, and we hung out with like Aaron Rutkowski's college roommate for a little bit. We talked to him for a little bit. It's not like we went and got beers.
No, we went
and
shoe pool.
Yeah, him and Josh Gosser joined up with us. it was a neat experience. I don't think anything will top that first Lambeau experience for us, because we also got to see the Packers beat the Vikings.
In a big game. And it was so nice that day. I remember coming. We were actually really well prepared. Like, Mom would have been proud. We were all had our winter gear on, but I just remember just shedding so many layers at that game because it was hot. By hot, I mean Wisconsin hot of like 20s. It was,
yeah. Oh, I mean, they pack you in tight in Lambeau. They don't give you much room to wiggle. So when you have all your winter gear on, you're pretty much locked in where you're at. You can't really sneak away too quickly to go to the bathroom. Like, you really got to go because you're like, man, I really don't want to have to fight through all these people. And yeah, it's just weird. But we are thankful for that experience, I'd say. And I'm hoping the Packers make it to the Super Bowl. I feel like if the Packers make the Super Bowl, or if they win the Super Bowl this year, Packer fans will still be like, we still didn't have that great of a year.
Yeah, it was ugly. But yeah, I mean, puts W's on the board.
Right. So. I feel like as Packer fans, our expectations are so high just because we've seen greatness from Brett Favre. And then to follow that with Aaron Rodgers, we've been so spoiled. And to like even see like a one bad game out of him, a lot of people were like, oh, he's lost his touch. It's Danica. Or they blame it on so many other things. It's like, can the guy be allowed to have one bad game?
Right.
And all right. So that was my soapbox. Green Bay Packer fans, we've exceeded expectations this year, I think, with a brand new head coach. So I'm happy with whatever happens from here on out. The Vikings aren't that far. or Vikings didn't make it farther than us, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
All right, so back to family life. Now that we went on that sports tangent, I'm going to ask. All right, so I think we're not going to, I'm not going to necessarily call this a roast of mom and dad, but one of my favorite qualities about dad is how easily he gets mad at such little things like on the television. What I mean by that is like advertisements or different things like that. Like, he went off on the new Bad Boys movie because he was just totally ripping it for how cliche all this stuff was. And we were in the theater for Zombieland. And I think like the movie was about to start and he was still going on this train. He's like, they got an angry cop. That's cliche. They got this old guy coming back. And they got this new guy who thinks he still got it. This is all cliches. I hate this movie. Right. Wow. He's so passionate about this. He's so
passionate. What was the one I was telling you about the other day that, Do you remember what I was telling you about his rant that I saw on TV?
No, but I want to say, well, whenever we were watching like a commercial for a new movie that comes out, I always know it's going to happen, and it's always that stupid. Like, he never hides his opinion when he thinks of this. Like, and 9 times out of 10, he will not be a fan of that movie.
Right.
But also, I think one of his favorite things to say about the winter is when you ask him about the bottom of your vehicle and what's on there. He always likes saying stalagmites and stalactites. Like, I think like his heart grows even bigger like around the winter because he can say that. I'm not saying dad's a cold man, but I'm saying like he's like, yeah, I can break out stalagmites and stalactites again. I don't know if you pick up on that, but every time I'll poke the bear just to see if he'll say it.
Did you see those icicles hanging out from underneath my car?
You mean those stalagmites and stalactites?
Is that it?
Yeah. So what's one of your favorite qualities about dad? So this is like a reverse roast. That's one of the things I love about him, but some people might be irked by it. But
yeah. Sometimes it can get a bit extreme, but I think one thing that I've definitely taken from him too, and that I appreciate about him, is his attention to detail and how meticulous he is.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Hey, lawn. Folks, we don't have a long enough podcast to describe how meticulous he is about everything. But I've definitely, to an extent, I've taken that from him as well. But
I'd say that's correct.
But yeah, for example, he parks his truck outside of the garage in the winter because he doesn't want ice or water to get in the garage, because then you'd have to vacuum it up and everything. Which I mean, I get. But
also defeating the purpose of having a garage in Wisconsin, because you're like, oh great, I have a garage, I don't have to go out in the cold. Nope, still got to scrape off that windshield every morning. But it's like you give up one thing to avoid the other. So,
right.
Okay. So that's one of your favorite things about dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Our lawn, or the lawn at the house here, is like darn near perfect. And I think what he normally does whenever you or I had like a bonfire or something like that, he'd wait till the last possible moment to mow it.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks so fresh. So when people came over, it's like, he took so much pride in like getting like a compliment on the lawn. Like if you were to say that, that would have been like made his day, made his week.
Yeah.
This is why I'm here. It's my purpose.
When Abby had their wedding here, you could tell it hurt to have the dance floor on his lawn.
I think he died a little inside that day.
Yeah, he's watching it. But at the same time, there was a lot of, Gary, your lawn looks great. Oh, stop. So making kept me it, blush.
Held him on for the night. You need to check on dad. That was a fun wedding. All right, switching gears. What about mom? What's one of your favorite qualities about mom?
I would say that she's always very protective of us kids, and she's always thinking of every aspect of something. So when a situation arises, like when I wanted to start this business and everything, she cares about us, and she wanted to make sure we're well prepared for the future.
I almost feel like in a previous life, mom worked for like the social services for the president, or not social service. Is it social
secret service?
Social services. Gosh. All right. It's almost my bedtime, so I'm a little tired. All right. Secret service. Yes. Just went for social services. Gosh dang. Botch that. So she worked for the Secret Service because I feel like she would know, like, oh, what if they come from here? But what if they come from there? What if they come from there?
Yeah. Looking at every angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say hit that right on that. And at times when we were growing up, it was a level that we thought was very annoying.
Yeah.
But I think in the long run, like hindsight, looking back at some situations, I'm glad she said like, hey, don't do this. And I didn't end up doing it.
Yeah.
So yes, hats off to you, mom. Also, I think like how she knows almost everyone in this town in Hayward.
Right.
Can be a good thing at times. If you're in a hurry, it's not very good. But if you're like, yeah, I got 4 hours to kill. Let's hang on mom as she walks around the town. She's like, yeah, we can do that. But if you're trying to get home for the game, you're not taking mom to the grocery store to get like the last minute snacks because you're not making that game in time.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday. Let's bring mom. No.
Yeah, I get a kick out of it when I bring on a new client for mowing. And they're always, all right, are you Stacy's kid or are you Gary's kid? And I'm always a little hesitant. I'm like, wait a second.
What's your opinion of them? How do you know them?
Yeah. Yes, depending on your on how this goes next.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I speak for both of us here, but I'm very thankful for the way we were raised and how we were raised. So, yeah. All right, now we're getting sentimental. So hold back the tears. So I guess the rest of this podcast, I just want to talk about, what do you hope for yourself, in the future, and what's one place you want to travel to in the near future?
In the near future?
Let's open up with that. I think that's a little easier to open up with. What's some place you want to travel to within the next 3 years?
Oh, within the next 3 years.
Yep. Ooh.
I don't know. Allison and I talked about, I mean, we'd bring you along too.
Thanks. I'm glad I'm an afterthought. Put me in the guitar case.
No. You're the middle child. Actually, like, oh, should we bring Dalton?
I think I need to bring this up. The whole Christmas incident.
Oh yeah. Go for it.
Okay. So this Christmas, I run a DJ business and sometimes I'm pretty busy with that, but, this past Christmas, like we always plan our family Christmas with my dad's side. And we got the lowdown like 3 days before it was supposed to happen. And I ended up having a DJ gig and then like, oh, I never told you.
Yeah.
So I missed out on the majority of Christmas. I still got to hang out and do the gift exchange, but
yeah.
But well, Hunter found out though, this gets better. Hunter found out through me complaining about it that I didn't know about it. So I text like Allison, Hunter and I have this group chat. And I texted, I was like, did you guys know about, Christmas? And I was like, yeah, you didn't. I was like, no. And then Hunter goes in like,
when's
Christmas?
Yeah.
So thankfully you didn't have anything going on.
Yeah, no.
Yep. So there's that. all right. Back to your travel plans.
Well, this spring, I think I'm going to go with, we're spring break. Go with some friends to Florida. So I'm really looking forward to that.
All college students should experience once.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to go there twice because of baseball, but I mean, you got to have one thing to say like, we went on this. Remember back in college, we went on this spring break trip.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to that. And then at some point within the next few years, I'd like to go across the pond. See, I don't know where
Shoes
yet.
Pond?
Yeah, exactly. That's
yeah.
the one.
Yeah. Yeah. Heard it's good on the other side.
Yeah. Weather's a little different, but no, I want to go to, I'm not sure where in Europe yet, but I'd like to go across the ocean.
If you see Liam Neeson, get the hell out of there.
I did nothing wrong. He's not going to kill me.
if he's on the same train as you, or if you're in any type of transportation with Liam Neeson, bold.
Yeah, that's fair.
If there's anything I've learned from movies.
Yep.
But no, that sounds exciting. And then, you know, I'd like to go to Europe too. That's one of the places that's been on my list, whether it's like the more touristy side or the more countryside of it. What would you kind of
like? I really, because I've been to Colorado a couple times now. I like the mountains a lot. I'd like to go into the mountains in Europe and do a little backpacking, maybe mess around, climb Mount Everest, you know, touristy stuff.
Yeah, casual stuff. All right. Let me know how that goes.
Dude, make a day trip of it.
Yeah, I'll be at the bottom at a coffee shop. All right, text me when you get to the top, dude. No, that's exciting. Anything else you want? All right, last question. What's the nerdiest thing you own?
I still have a holster that I made.
That was pretty nerdy.
Yeah, in high school, I made for the math league competitions because I was math league captain, so you got to rep. And
you gotta street cred is on the line.
You gotta let them know what's up.
Yeah.
No. I made a graphing calculator holster, and fastest calculations in the West.
Kind of a big deal. That's what I still have the picture on my phone. I was like, "Yep, this is my brother." Yeah, you and Allison were. I'd have to say it's kind of ironic that I started this and called it the Northern Nerd, because I think out of the three of us, I wasn't the most like book smart,
but
you guys scored high on your ACTs.
Oh yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But yeah. There's more to life than that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we're all pretty nerdy though.
Yeah. We all have
both you and I were three sport athletes. So we weren't like the stereotypical nerd, but we're
quirky individuals is what I'd like to think. All right, this was an interesting end to the show. If you've made it this far, thank you, and we appreciate you.
May God have mercy on your soul.
All right, it wasn't that bad. No, it's always good to sit down with you, and I would look forward to doing another episode like this.
So. All right, maybe a little more prep next time, so I can figure. You want to send me the questions?
Shots fired on the own show. I just asked if you wanted to hang out and record an episode. That's it. I feel like it would be pretty natural since we're brothers. And yeah. I felt like it came off pretty natural until that last part. But yeah. Beside the point, maybe we could have Dad on the show next time.
No, he doesn't like being on talk shows. I don't know.
No, he's a pretty secret guy. Yeah. Yeah. He's very self-conscious about his voice.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, though.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, we'll do that next time. All right. Thank you guys for tuning into the Northern Nerd Podcast. As always, like us on Facebook, find us on Spotify or iTunes, however you found us to listen to this episode. And check out our online shop to purchase maybe a hat, maybe a sweatshirt or a shirt. That's all we got. Shameless plug at the end of the show. Gotta love it. All right. Thanks, Hunter, for coming on the show. And we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.